Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's me. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me and being part of my day. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Our good friend Rick Matheson is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rick's an old friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, and one of the top voices in helping you manage and execute your marketing plan in the digital age, in this second decade of the 21st century. He's the author of The On-Demand Brand, and he's here to talk to us about something that I'm very excited about. Rick Matheson, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Good to have you back. Rick, one of the things that's been very exciting is the ability to use technology to identify products electronically, like a barcode. And, of course, barcodes have been around a long time, right? How long? 20, 30, 40 years, something like that?
At least that long, correct. Yeah, it started all in supply chain.
Yeah, exactly. So barcoding and using some kind of an image to transmit electronically and to collect that information, and for that code to be holding a lot of information that's beneficial and to provide efficiencies, right?
That's correct.
And so over the years we've got radio frequency type systems, and now there's something called a QR code, right?
That's right. So, Jim, QR codes are the little square icons that you see popping up on advertising, you know, print ads, outdoor billboards, and that kind of thing. You place them on your advertising, and even in your TV advertising now, where instead of someone having to think, you know, what was that website I was going to look up earlier, or entering a URL, or, you know, trying to enter the URL on their mobile phone or their computer, they just point their camera phone at the icon and instantly create an interaction.
And QR stands for quick response.
That's right. Quick response code, and it is one form of 2D barcode that we now sort of just generically call QR codes, although there are many, many forms.
So it's actually kind of a 3D barcode, isn't it?
Kind of. It's technically 2D, but no, you just aim your camera phone at it, and depending on how the code's set up, you might instantly, say, download a mobile coupon or access a website or dial up a call center or watch a video demonstration of a product.
Or download a book.
Or download a book.
We're looking at QR codes. My books are about to be available electronically, and we're talking about it. We're looking at a QR code for that.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, increasingly, you're seeing not only QR codes to sell books, but QR codes in books.
Right.
So think cookbooks where you are reading the instructions for a recipe and you aim your camera phone at a QR code and watch a little video demonstration of the way that recipe is made.
But think about all this, folks. And, you know, I love this technology. One of my favorite, and this is not exactly the same thing, but I love the way we're using technology to identify things and to provide this kind of information. I love the commercial. Remember the commercial where the semi-truck's driving down the road? And there's a car pulled crossing the road in front of them, stops the truck, and the truck driver gets out, and the guy in the car says, "You're lost." And he said, "How did you know that?" And the guy says, "The boxes told us."
Right.
Because the boxes had this information that was being picked up by satellite. I mean, I know that's not a QR code, but it's just the way that we're leveraging information these days. And what's beautiful about this, Rick, is that this is available in from an application standpoint and from a cost standpoint for small businesses.
That's right. I mean, a lot of large businesses are using it, but a lot of small businesses are really catching on. I mean, before we came on today, you know, we were talking about our vacations, and just last week I was in the San Juan Islands in Washington State. I couldn't believe the number of little small villages I was passing through, all the hotels and wineries and, you know, restaurants that had QR codes in their advertising. so you could find out more information about mm-hmm. them and see their menus and their offerings. So it is definitely catching on in a really big way. I mean, people may not realize this, but, you know, you look at this, you know, Brooks Brothers now has QR codes in their advertising
yep.
where you're flipping through a magazine, you know, at your favorite cafe, you come across one of their ads, you can find out more about the clothing being advertised and even place a purchase.
Right.
On Wednesday, we learned, you know, just 2 days ago, we learned that the British women's beach volleyball team is going to sport QR codes on their bikini bottoms,
ah.
which, you know, probably where most camera phones are going to be aimed
well,
anyway.
That's going to make me, you know, yeah, I'll be looking, you know, now, unlike other times when I watch beach volleyball, I'll be looking at that. I'll have to notice that now, this time, Rick.
Right, right.
Hold on to that thought, Rick. Give us your website before we go.
Sure. It's best place is my blog, genwow.com, GENWOW.com.
Rick Matheson, MATHIESON. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. That's all I've ever
said, if you please. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.